From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. China cleans up after a huge explosion. At least 17 people were killed and hundreds injured when a shipment of explosives blew up Wednesday at a warehouse in the northern Chinese city of Tianjin. There was no immediate explanation for the series of blasts, although state media say they are believed to have occurred in a warehouse for hazardous materials. China has allowed the value of its currency to weaken against the dollar for a third consecutive day. The central bank Thursday set the yuan's daily reference point just over 1% lower than the previous day. So far, the currency has lost around 4% since the initial change. Peace talks between Libya's warring factions ended Wednesday in Geneva without a resolution. But a United Nations envoy said the parties are determined to reach an accord on a unity government within 3 weeks. A tense situation developed Wednesday at the headquarters of Myanmar's ruling party when security forces prevented party members from leaving the building. Sources tell VOA that a conflict developed between President Thein Sein and party leader and Speaker of the Parliament. The Speaker's assistant told VOA the situation is very complicated and will be settled today. U.S. Marines will hoist the American flag outside the U.S. Embassy in Havana on Friday. The event will mark the reopening of the embassy and a resumption of relations that were severed over 50 years ago. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter announced today he has been diagnosed with cancer. The 90-year-old Mr. Carter issued a brief statement saying he would be undergoing treatment of the disease, which he said has spread throughout his body. This is VOA News. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has taken action in response to sexual abuse allegations against UN peacekeepers in the Central African Republic. Mr. Ban spoke Wednesday at a news conference.
I want victims to know that we will strive to uphold our institutional responsibility to safeguard their security and dignity.
Mr. Ban asked for and accepted the resignation of his top envoy to the CAR. A conflict between the Pygmy and Luba communities in the East Democratic Republic of Congo appears to have been sparked by discrimination, according to Human Rights Watch. Nick Long has more.
The United Nations reports hundreds of civilians have been killed in northern territories of the Democratic Republic of Congo's Katanga province since armed groups from the ethnic Batwa, or Pygmy, and Luba communities started launching large-scale attacks on each other's villages 2 years ago. In its report on the conflict released Tuesday, Human Rights Watch calls for DRC authorities with UN support to improve protection, investigate and prosecute those responsible for atrocities and address the communal tensions and discrimination, which it says appear to have sparked the fighting. Nick Long, Goma.
A Nigerian national who served as a propagandist and recruiter for al-Qaeda's Yemeni affiliate was sentenced to 22 years in prison by a U.S. federal court on Wednesday. Lawal Babafemi pleaded guilty last year to providing material support for a foreign terrorist organization, al-Qaeda, in the Arabian Peninsula. A spokesman for Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton says she is turning over to the Justice Department the private email servers she used to send and receive messages during her tenure as U.S. Secretary of State. Deputy State Department spokesman Mark Toner commented to reporters.
The emails that have been discussed have not been released to the public. And where we're at in this right now, this process, is we're working with the Director of National Intelligence to resolve whether, in fact, this material is actually classified.
Clinton has been pressured by Republican lawmakers to relinquish the server ever since it was revealed back in March that she used her personal email account to send official messages. Chinese media report a landslide swept through a housing facility at a mining company in the northwest of the country, leaving about 40 people missing. The Xinhua news agency says the landslide in Shaanxi province buried 5 dormitories and 3 houses. Syrian activists say at least 36 people were killed Wednesday by rebel shelling and government airstrikes near Damascus. Meanwhile, Iran's foreign minister held talks Wednesday in Syria with President Bashar al-Assad. He was expected to discuss a proposed Iranian strategy to end Syria's civil war. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.